Mike and Trisha Mornings Podcast. Real, live, local.
Mike will be back tomorrow morning. He was doing some family time in the Rio Grande Valley. And he's driving back. So he's going to be wiped out when he gets back, right? So he's probably going to sleep really well tonight. Now, if you didn't sleep well last night, chances are it's because you had to stay up so late to watch the Houston Astros beat the LA Dodgers 13-12 and take a 3-2 World Series lead. They could wrap up the World Series tomorrow night. Yes, they're playing on Halloween.
Oh.
I know, kind of sucks.
Poor kids are probably like, Dad's going to rush you. Let's go.
I know.
Mom and Dad are going to rush you.
Exactly. A lot of DVRs getting set for that game, yeah. I'm sure. Now, here's what happened. The Astros came from behind to take the lead three different times. The game went to 10 innings, lasted over 5 hours. And if you're wondering why there are so many invested LA Dodgers fans in El Paso, I mean, because honestly, we're in Texas, right? So you'd think everybody would be, everybody would be excited about Houston. But the plain fact of the matter is that back in the day when cable first came out, we had the KTLA station and everybody started watching Dodgers baseball.
Yeah, so it just became a thing for El Paso, basically.
It just became a thing. And so that's why there are so many people who are so invested in the LA Dodgers. It's just because of TV, honestly.
Yeah.
And so, so last night it was hilarious because so many people on my Facebook feed, on Twitter, they were going crazy about the game.
Of course.
And they were all saying, I don't care how late this game goes, I'm staying up to watch it 5 hours.
Oh, and this morning I have people saying, oh, I have a World Series hangover
or
things
know.
Like that.
Oh,
you know what? You made your choice, guys.
I know, right? You knew you had to get up. And besides, I don't feel bad for you if you got 6 hours of sleep. That's way more than I got.
Yeah.
So it's like, hey, whatever. You know, just deal with it. But yeah, so tomorrow night is game six. The Houston Astros could wrap it all up. I hope they do. Because this would be so good for the city.
Yeah, they need it.
They do. They need that psychological boost, just like the New Orleans Saints in the Super Bowl the year after Hurricane Katrina, when they were still trying to, you know, clean everything up and you know, get back on their feet. And heck, they haven't even done that yet. I mean, New Orleans is still kind of a mess in areas. So Houston could really use this. I really do hope that I hope it's a good game like it was last night and like it's been the whole time.
It should be. Yeah, I've heard
the
every
series
game
has been really
amazing.
Good. Yeah, the series has been really, really good. And I hope tomorrow night that it's a really good game, a real nail biter, but I hope that they wrap it all up tomorrow night. I hope they do.
Hopefully.
Yep. Houston Astros over the LA Dodgers last night. Game number six tomorrow night. Hopefully they win it. And we've got Trisha and Emily in the morning. Mike is on his way back from doing some family time in the Rio Grande Valley. He'll be back tomorrow, and tomorrow is the day that we will do the big reveal of our listener haunted house investigation.
Ooh.
Remember, we had everybody tell us about their haunted house, and then we picked one person, and then Alan Martinez from Ripsy P and Dolores Whitaker, who is our resident psychic, they went to the house a couple of weekends ago, and they ghost-busted the house.
Ooh.
And tomorrow, we're going to hear audio. And we're going to find out from Dolores about what was banging around that house. And
so things did happen. It was spooky.
Oh, yeah. Things did happen.
Good.
And so, so we'll have all the big reveal tomorrow morning. Mike will be back and we'll do the big reveal tomorrow morning. Now, in the meantime, trending right now is Paul Manafort. That's President Trump's former campaign manager. And Paul Manafort's business partner, Richard Gates, they were indicted this morning on 12 charges, including conspiracy against the United States, conspiracy to launder money, and being an unregistered agent of a foreign body. Now, these are the first people to be taken into custody in the special counsel Robert Mueller's probe into whether Russia interfered with the 2016 election. So the case was unsealed today, and they were allowed to surrender to the custody of the FBI rather than being arrested and doing the perp walk. The indictment says that between 2006 and 2015, Manafort and Gates acted as unregistered agents of the government of Ukraine and earned tens of millions of dollars. And in order to hide the Ukraine payments, the indictment said that the money was laundered through scores of U.S. and foreign corporations, partnerships, and bank accounts. This is going to be a huge story all day long. And, of course, the rest of the week. Who knows if there are more indictments coming?
Oh.
And yeah.
I think there's going to be.
Oh, yeah. And then more information will be coming out about this as the news organizations get through all the paperwork and everything like that. But for right now, what you need to know, Paul Manafort and his business partner, Richard Gates, have been indicted on conspiracy charges and being unregistered agents of a foreign body.
You've been listening to Mike and Tricia Mornings. For more, visit KissElPaso.com or download the 93.1 KISS FM app for free to your iPhone or Android.